Chapter 3, A Yellow Puff of Downy Fluff. Emerson was glad to stay behind with Princess Peep. She made up new words to the tune of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Little princess, we love you, and we just know what to do. You'll be warm and you'll be fed in the greenhouse in your bed. Princess Peep, how we love you. Pretty soon you'll love us too. In a little while, Kendall came back to the chicken coop. The incubator is ready, she said. Very carefully, Emerson carried Princess Peep to the greenhouse. Emerson set Princess Peep into the incubator very gently. Welcome to your new home, Princess Peep, said Ashton, Kendall, Camille. Kendall, Camille, Ashton and Willa had worked hard to prepare the incubator in the greenhouse. Aunt Miranda gave them a lamp to keep light. The girls lined the bottom of the box with a layer of clean, fresh-smelling pine shavings. They hung a thermometer in the box so that they could be sure the incubator was always nice and cozy. Princess Peep seemed to be pleased with her new home. Peep, she peeped. I told you that you'd like it, said Emerson. In the cozy incubator box, Princess Peep's downy feathers dried. She grew fluffy and round. Her eyes were bright. Princess Peep, said Camille, you are a yellow puff of downy fluff. The girls loved to watch the little chick. She'd peep and cheep and peck and drink and hip and hop. Then she'd take a short nap, wake up, and do everything all over again. She's just as cute when she's sleeping as she is when she's peeping, said Ashton fondly. During one of Princess Peep's naps, the girls tiptoed away and went to the chicken coop to take care for Queen Ruby. Oh, thank goodness Queen Ruby is back on her nest, said Kendall, relieved. I guess now that Princess Peep is out of her sight, Queen Ruby isn't distracted, said Camille. She's back to business, sitting on her two eggs. Good work, Your Majesty. Ashton said, those eggs should hatch soon, said Willa, either today or tomorrow. Chirpity, chirpity, chirp. Queen Ruby chirped as if she were telling her eggs, hurry up and hatch.